Thank you, Chairperson. South Africa congratulates you on your election as Chair Rapporteur of the Open Ended Working Group, tasked to elaborate the content and of an international regulatory framework without prejudicing the nature thereof, related to the activities of private military and security companies. My delegation thanks you, Chair, and the Secretariat for disseminating the documents which we have studied in detail and making sure that the critical work of the working group continues, albeit virtually, due to the COVID-19 pandemic constraints. Chairperson, this meeting comes at an opportune time where we can begin constructive engagement in line with the mandate renewal of 2020, which is aligned with Resolution 36/11, that reaffirms the need to protect human rights and ensure accountability for violation and abuses resulting from the activities of private military and security companies. Over the years, we have grappled with establishing a regulatory framework that addresses the role, conduct, accountability of private military and security companies. At present, they operate in a legal vacuum, which is not addressed. Further permits, permits impunity for their actions. To do nothing in this scenario has the unintended consequence of willfully aiding abetting the more nefarious nature of their activities. It is clear that there remains gaps in existing international regulatory frameworks for the protection and promotion of human rights in the context of activities performed by PMSCs. And this renders populations in territorial countries in increasing vulnerability to human rights abuses. The majority of professional industries are regulated by their national, regional, or multilateral instruments. Given the impact that the private military and security It remains clear that there are gaps in existing international regulatory framework for the protection and promotion, this renders population and territorial countries increasing vulnerability for human rights abuses. The majority of professional industries are regulated by either national, regional, or multilateral instruments. Given the impact that the private military and security industries are having on developing countries in particular, urgent attention must be accorded to regulating this multilaterally in view of the transnational nature of the violations. If human rights standards for PMSCs become widely accepted, these entities will enjoy greater certainty, predictability, and consistency with regards to their operation. While my delegation is flexible in its approach in terms of the modalities of the establishment of a regulatory framework, we reaffirm the importance of this framework in preventing and or curtailing the impact of such activities in destabilizing constitutional democracies and governments and causing social and political unrest which may have long-term effects and consequences. We note that the discussion document does not prejudge the nature of a regulatory framework. Recognizing the ongoing need to protect human rights and ensure accountability for violations and abuses related to the activities of private military and security companies, South Africa is undertaking a process domestically to examine ways in how best these challenges could be addressed. Insofar as the definitions are concerned, we are of the view that it is important to ensure that there is a synergy with the existing legislative frameworks in South Africa. The Regulations of Foreign Military Assistance Act, number 15 of 1998, regulates the rendering of foreign service military assistance by South Africa's persons, citizens, persons permanently resident within the South Africa, and foreign citizens rendering such assistance from within the borders of South Africa. In conclusion, Chairperson, we look forward to constructive discussions this week and to engage with all delegations on establishing a regulatory framework. I thank you, sir.
Thank you,